可可网友们大家好，听本期内容之前， Rose 先请大家做个造句练习。病得像什么什么一样，虚弱的像什么什么一样，规律的像什么什么一样，固执的像什么什么一样，饿的像什么什么一样，健壮的像什么什么一样。汉语中您会在省略部分用上什么词呢？我们来听一听英文版的答案吧。I had the flu last week. I was as sick as a dog. After 4 days in bed, I was as weak as a kitten. I barely had the strength to get out of bed. My friend Kathy called me every morning and evening to see if I needed anything. Her calls were as regular as clockwork. At first, my fever would not go away. It was as stubborn as a mule. Then I began to feel better. On day 5, I was as hungry as a bear. All I wanted was food. Now I'm fine. I'm as fit as a fiddle. 这一小段大致描述了上周生病的过程。首先是 as sick as a dog。这样的短语呢，包括之后出现的 as 结构的几个短语，基本上都可以翻译为 very 加上两个 as 中间的那个形容词。那么这个短语其实意思就是 very sick， 病得很重。不知道您是不是习惯用狗来形容病重？后面的 as weak as a kitten， 非常虚弱，虚弱的像一只小猫。病中虽然不好受，但同时体会到了友情的温暖。朋友每天定时打电话问候，问候是 as regular as clockwork， 像钟表那么准时。regular 有规律的、定期的 ，clockwork 指钟表的发条装置。再比如 ，she arrives every day at 5， as regular as clockwork， 她每天5点钟到。极有规律。那么在刚刚感冒的初期呢，我一直发烧，而且烧一直不退， as stubborn as a mule， 顽固固执的像骡子一样。这个比喻和汉语是相似的，我们常用驴子形容倔强的人。等烧退了，病好了，那么我开始恢复胃口，于是 as hungry as a bear， 非常的饿，饿得像一头熊一样。这里可能是指一头刚刚冬眠醒来的熊。病好了，能量也补充了。最后就是 as fit as a fiddle。这个短语我们之前有过介绍，它表示 very healthy， 非常健壮的。相信类似的短语大家还能总结出不少，我们这里全做抛砖引玉。好了，我们下期布朗尼加分再见。